You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It's ladies' night. Oh, yeah. What a night. Hey, I forgot to give out the keyword to cash. I beg your pardon for that. Your keyword is giggle, G-I-G-G-L-E, giggle. Text that into 72881. And you're in the running for $1,000 in our national contest. Message and data rates may apply. We are celebrating because he's been such a great, great part of the show. Will Starrett's last week on the program. Kara Marks returns on Monday. And in honor of your final week, my good friend, we are playing games every single day. And today's game is... Let's Play the Feud. So here's how this game works. You've seen it on TV, I'm sure. It's just a little bit different on the radio. Will Starrett has a buzzer. Dana Wright has a buzzer. Rod and I will determine who is first in, and you get first crack at the list. First one to five wins. Mr. Starrett, can I hear your buzzer, please? Sounds really good.
That was aggressive.
Really good. Dana Wright.
Sounds great. Let's start. Oh, never mind.
Okay, try it again. Let's make sure it's working.
Yeah,
okay, it's working.
I had a little stick there on my buzzer.
Yeah,
Mr.
Try it again.
Dawson.
Okay, we're good.
All right.
Here we go. Point values are always doubled. Top five answers are always on the board. First one to five wins. Name a planet that is larger than Earth. Dana Wright.
The sun. God, that's not a planet.
I'm reminded of Harry Carey on SNL.
Rod, where did you go?
I think he's gone to the men's room.
Oh, there he is.
Oh,
there he
no,
is.
There he is.
He's still in there.
Can I try again?
No, I'm just wondering how upset your parents are at the money they spent on sending you to higher education at universities to learn things.
Planetary sciences.
This, you don't have
you know,
to.
Really,
or geography.
Really speaks poorly of what goes on at Washburn University.
It really does. I will not let my child be an Ichabod. Not now. Not ever.
Well.
Hang on. I said, name a planet that is larger than Earth, and you said... the sun.
Can I pick another one?
What's your favorite planet? Mine's the sun.
Will, for the easy steal and 1 point on the board, go ahead.
I do believe Mercury is larger than Earth.
Mercury.
No, that's a tiny one.
Is not.
I gotta go again. Mercury's the little one.
Dana for the steal.
I'm going to go with Mars.
It's not on the list whether it's larger than Earth or not. I don't recall.
Okay, for the fourth attempt,
we'll stare at for a let me try this again.
Yeah. At least I have an excuse. I'm a college dropout.
Name a planet that is larger than the Earth and the sun is not a good answer. Wow, guys.
Jupiter.
Jupiter is the number one answer on the board.
There we go.
It's a big one, huh? What else was on the list?
Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Venus.
Oh, Saturn, of course.
Yeah, of course.
The rings.
You always forget about that one.
Fine.
Uranus.
Uranus. top five answers are on the board. Name something you do late at night instead of falling asleep. Will Starrett.
Read your phone. Check your phone.
Read your phone. Check your phone. Hang on. What would you read on your phone?
Social media.
Okay. You got the number one answer on the board.
I think you let him answer twice.
I was looking for clarification.
Uh-huh.
By the way, you said the sun. So just be quiet.
All future arguments.
You said the sun when I asked you for a planet larger than Earth.
3 weeks from now, she'll make a point and you'll respond with, yeah, but you said the sun.
Name, top five answers are on the board. The score is currently Will 2, Dana nothing. Dana is the reigning champion.
I am.
Name a type of person who carries a sword. I heard Will's first.
Reenactor.
Not on the list. Dana Wright, name a type of person who carries a sword.
A samurai.
A samurai is the number two answer on the board. Dana is on the board.
What was Knight, number one?
Knight was number one. Samurai was number two. Nerd was number three.
That's the Civil War reenactor.
Yeah. Well, not. I didn't say Civil War. I don't think they had swords in the Civil War.
Name something.
Just stepping right along here.
They might have.
Name something you are happy to lose. Dana Wright.
Your virginity?
Virginity is the number two answer on the... You don't have to buzz in.
Sorry.
I like his buzzer.
For the steal, Will, name something you are happy to lose.
Weight?
Weight is the number one answer on the board.
He's killing me.
Three for Will, one for Dana.
Fine.
Top five answers on the board. Name something that people post on Facebook that you might find annoying. Will Starrett.
Potty training updates.
Babies is the number one answer on the board.
It's selfies. Ladies, you got to stop.
Selfies is number three.
No way.
Politics and religion, number two. Game invites, four. And food is number five. Rod, you'll love this one. Let me get it here. Here we go. Top five answers are on the board. This is a tough one. Don't answer.
Oh, God. Is it geographical in nature?
It is not. Okay. Name an historical figure you think you could beat in a fist fight. Dana Wright.
Napoleon.
Napoleon Bonaparte is the number four answer on the board. Will for the steal and the win. Name a historical figure you think you could beat in a fist fight.
Betsy Ross.
Betsy Ross is not on the board.
Oh, my God! And you can't Dana. Touch Betsy Ross?
I would knock her out.
It was literally
take
the
Gandhi. Flag is Gandhi on the list?
On
Gandhi is number two on the list.
That would be the easy if anybody could beat Gandhi in a fight. First of all, he won't fight back. Second of all, he hasn't eaten in 2 weeks.
Super disturbing that we're even talking about this.
Oh, you haven't heard the answers yet.
Okay, no. What do we got?
I'm going to go in reverse order.
So five down to one.
This is awful. This is awful. Number five. Stephen Hawking.
Oh,
yeah, that wouldn't be much. That wouldn't be much of a fight.
Number four, Napoleon. Number three, Mother Teresa.
Oh my God.
Number two, Gandhi. And the number one answer for name a historical figure you think you could beat in a fist fight is Helen Keller.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude. She wouldn't be able to block anything.
Will 4, Dana 2.
That is terrible.
I'm just reading the answers. I don't write the script.
I'm just telling you that makes sense.
Betsy Ross?
I do feel slightly better about
well,
having...
We got to get moving. All right. Will 4, Dana 2. Name a musician people are embarrassed to like.
I got it!
Rod,
yes!
I need to go to you on this
yes!
one. Dana Wright got it.
Nickelback!
Nickelback is the number three answer on the board for the steal and the win. Will Starrett. Name a musician people are embarrassed to like.
Creed.
Creed is not on the list. Dana, three. Will, four. Very quickly, we got to go. Name an awkward conversation you might have with your significant other. Dana Wright.
About divorce.
Time to break up. That is the number one answer on the board.
We're tied! We're tied!
It is 4-4. This is an incredible comeback by Dana Wright. Let me find another one. Here we go. Top five answers on the board. Name something you think women find boring. Will Starrett was in first on that one.
Sports.
Sports is the number one answer
That's
on
a
the
lie.
Board.
That's
yes,
a
it
lie.
Is the number one answer on the board. And we have a new champion. His name, ladies and gentlemen, is Will Starrett. master it.
It's planetary science. Dana Ryder for a good friend of the program, Stuart Woodbury, and lowcostlifeinsurance.com. Go to lowcostlifeinsurance.com. It will take you seconds to plug in your gender, where you live, how much coverage you think you might want, and the big one, do you smoke? And then you call Stuart Woodbury, and here's why. They even have a live chat feature on lowcostlifeinsurance.com, by the way. You will get all of these quotes right at your fingertips, and Stuart Woodbury will help you navigate the waters of life insurance. He will help you narrow it down. What type of product do you need? How long do you need it? How much does it need to cover? That's important. You need to have not just coverage, but appropriate coverage for your family. And that is where Stuart Woodbury comes in. 816-792-0700 is the number to call. He's been right here in Kansas City for decades doing this work, folks. You're going to love Stuart Woodbury. 816-792-0700 or lowcostlifeinsurance.com.
I said, but when I got just a little bit older, all I got had come undone.
By the way, in order from smallest to largest, here are your planets.
Please, land.
And I can't find the sun on this list.
Well, I do think it's bigger.
The smallest is Mercury, then Mars, then Venus, then Earth, Neptune, Uranus. Uranus is quite large. Saturn and Jupiter is the biggest.
Okay, so it's supposed to spell something, if you remember this from grade school. Do planets spell?
I believe if you put all the planets together in order, it spells out, the sun is not a planet!
I think that's right.
No, it's like, you know, I don't know. Then they added a couple.
You mean like the Roy G. Biv thing?
Yes, the Roy G. Biv.
Yes, but I don't know what it is. I just know that the sun is not a planet.
It's
in fact, if I called my 10-year-old son
it's the
and asked him, he could tell you.
Okay.
Mavimimjusun.
Mavimimjusun.
Yeah, it doesn't spell anything.
By the way, I don't know if you guys have heard this. The U.S. Coast Guard, if you're not aware...
My very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas.
That's when Pluto was still a planet, right?
My very educated mother just served us 9.
Just served us 9.
Just served us...
Noodles.
Noodles.
So anyway, the U.S. Coast Guard, which is considered... sort of the, I'm not belittling the Coast Guard. Don't get me wrong, okay? I don't want to come across that way. But they're sort of considered the fifth branch of the armed forces. They are part of the Department of Homeland Security. They are not like the other four, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines.
You make fun of them until you're lost at sea.
That's right. And I'm not making fun of the Coast Guard. I'm not. But they are considered separate and unique when it comes to the five service branches.
Okay.
They are part of the Department of Homeland Security, where the other four, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, are considered part of the Department of Defense.
Okay.
Does that include Space Force?
Not yet. So the Coast Guard is technically working without pay at the moment. So listen to this story from the Washington Post because of the government shutdown.
Yeah.
Employees of the U.S. Coast Guard who are facing what could be a long U.S. government shutdown have just received a suggestion to, I cannot make this up. This came out on a website that is run by a Coast Guard support group.
Okay.
And here is the suggestion: to get by without pay, Coast Guard employees, consider holding a garage sale, babysitting, or engaging in dog walking.
Like when your mortgage comes due.
You need to hold a garage sale.
Hold a garage sale.
The suggestions were part of a 5-page tip sheet.
No.
Published by the Coast Guard Support Program, an employee assistant arm of the service, often known as CJ Support or CG Support. It is designated to offer Coast Guard members help with mental health issues or other concerns about their lives, including finances. The document goes on to say bankruptcy is your last option.
Okay, thank you for
that. So for those of you in the Coast Guard, and I know there probably aren't many in Kansas or Missouri, but there are some or maybe some former members, but those of you active duty Coast Guard.
Start yourself a rummage sale.
You need to hold a garage sale, babysit, or walk dogs professionally to get by until the government is back up and running.
Now, if those tips seem ridiculous to you, and they are, keep in mind, it's my understanding, Scott, they are not allowed to go find other employment to fill the gap. Traditional employment.
Well, but they could walk dogs or...
You could do something...
You can babysit.
As a service, like walk dogs or babysit, but you can't go down to Home Depot.
Right. Because everybody wants a 33-year-old man babysitting their kid.
Or walking their dog, or... It's so...
Shameful?
Yeah, that's not even the word I'm looking for. It's very, very demeaning. Yes, that was the word I was looking for.
Now, you can continue to intercept refugees coming across on boats. You can continue to nail boats filled with drugs. You can engage in firefights with would-be bad people.
Yeah.
But since you can't make your mortgage, you might want to sell a couple of your old vintage vinyls from the 1980s. That Chicago 17 that you bought in 1984, do you really need it anymore?
Yes.
Do you really?
Yes. No.
I think it's time we sell it. Vinyl's hot again. You could probably get $4 or $5 for it. Newsroom, here is Will Sterrett.
Shutdown talks get shut down. More next.
Hey, Dana Wright here. Make a private appointment to go see Scott and Steve if you are looking to buy some jewelry, if you are looking to sell some jewelry. I was telling you, our daughter-in-law went in last weekend and met with Scott and Steve, sat down. She had some loose diamonds that she wasn't using, wasn't going to wear, didn't know what to do with them. They are now putting those stones in a ring for her as they get ready to celebrate the birth of their first child. They do that stuff all the time. If you have something in your family that has been passed down, you're not sure what to do with it, you think it might be worth something, go see Scott and Steve, and they'll take a look at that for you. You can trade it in, trade it up, or sell it. They will also design something beautiful for you and sell it directly to you. Remember, they're wholesalers, which means, man, oh, man, are you going to save money when you go the wholesale route? Give them a call by private appointment only, 913-660-9609, 913-660-9609, or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
431, I'm Will Sterrett.
The White House meeting to end the shutdown ending minutes after it began. Vice President Pence blaming Democrats for not giving the president his border wall money.
The answer in all of this from the Democrats is we will not negotiate.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, after the aborted meeting, saying they won't discuss a wall or any security until the government's reopened, claiming the president is holding federal workers and contractors hostage.
What that means in their lives is tragic in terms of their credit rating, paying their mortgage, paying their rent, paying their car payment, paying their children's tuition, and the rest. The president seems to be insensitive to that. He thinks maybe they could just ask their father for more money, but they can't.
Democrat Chuck Schumer saying the president shows no sign of ending the shutdown.
We saw a temper tantrum because he couldn't get his way, and he just walked out of the meeting.
President Trump promising to veto any spending bill that doesn't include money for a southern border wall. Andy Field, ABC News.
Kansas City's Restaurant Week is entering its 10th year, and more restaurants are making it a record-breaking year. Officials say about 200 restaurants will be participating this time. During Restaurant Week, participating restaurants offer multi-course options for lunch or dinner for $15 and $33, respectively. 10% of the proceeds benefit Metro Charities. Info at kcrestaurantweek.com. Traffic and weather together next. It's 4:33.
Hey, you know the old saying, you don't know what you've got till it's gone. Here's what I recently realized that I had, the ugliest, nastiest garage floor in all of Kansas City, until I called Stampcrete of Kansas City. Had them come over, put in a beautiful epoxy floor in my garage. It has completely changed the look. And now I'm no longer embarrassed to leave the garage door open. In fact, I'm proud to do it. In business for more than 13 years, Stampcrete of Kansas City is here to stay. Installation is quick, it's durable, it's beautiful. Mark, who owns Stampcrete of KC, does every bid himself. He'll sit down with you, go over every step of the project. And to celebrate 13 years in business, They're offering through the end of January 25% off every new project. 25% off every new project. Whether it's your garage, basement, or commercial space, make the call that I did. Call Stamp Creative KC, 913-780-1300. That's 913-780-1300. Acid stains, metallic epoxies, concrete overlays. Check them out online on their website, stampcreativekc.com, or their Facebook page, and see for yourself. Plenty of pictures. You won't be disappointed. Online again at stampcreativekc.com.
KMBZ weather forecast for tonight. Mostly clear, low right around 24. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow. We will be a couple degrees warmer, right around 46. Another cold front arrives Friday, brings with it some late day rain. Temperatures around 43. It flips over to snow through the night as we hover right around freezing. Morning snow showers on Saturday, 35, the afternoon high. Right now, 37 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett. News 98.1 KMBZ.
Is that old Ray Charles right there? So anyway, we'll do your keyword to cash coming up at 5 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. This is Will's last week. We got one more game left in the shoot. I think we're going to do jam or no jam sometime tomorrow on the program because Friday's busy and we got Festivus Friday and all that stuff, so we'll do jam or no jam tomorrow for the last time.
Perfect.
You had an interview earlier today with
I did because she couldn't join
woman.
Us live, and I think Fox 4 had the story, I think, yesterday. There is a woman. She lives in Lawrence, works in Kansas City, and her name is Robin. She is a professional cuddler.
Sorry?
A professional cuddler.
She cuddles for money.
You can pay her like you would pay a massage therapist, sort of.
Okay.
For human touch. And this is a thing, and I think it started in
human
Chicago
touch or
and New York.
Human touch.
No, everyone always wants to make this about sex. It's not sexual. It is, think about it, if you're a widow or if you're not dating and you haven't just normal everyday hugging or
cuddling.
There are people that don't have that.
Was
and
she
we
spoon?
Need it. Yeah, we you know, and I'll look up some of the studies that what is it, the hug that gives you the most endorphins? We talked about this one day. It's an awkward long amount of time where if you hug someone for like 35 seconds, it is the best release of these endorphins for you.
And Captain Encyclopedia, hang on, now Rod's not in there, so I don't know if your mic's going to be on. Try it.
I have the
yep,
answer.
There you are.
Yes. Encyclopedia Dan is here.
20 seconds.
20 seconds is the
of hugging.
Good hug time.
To release the
oxytocin.
Oxytocin, the feel-good stuff within the body.
I see.
20 seconds.
Okay. So I get that feel-good thing when I smell a baby.
Mm.
I get that feel-good thing when I pet my cat. I do not get that feel-good thing with my dogs. I get it with my cats. I'm weird like that. I don't know why.
Mm.
And you can get that feel-good thing with a hug. Or a human touch.
Have you ever measured how long you've hugged somebody?
It's 20 seconds does not sound like a long time.
But it is
very
long.
Until you hug someone and then you're like, because especially with the bro hug, the just, you know, you just kind of pat each other. That's not the hug you need.
It's not an endorphin release.
No, 20 seconds. And if you're not hugging your spouse or your child or you're at a funeral, 20 seconds feels like a long time.
And you spoke earlier today with Robin Marie.
I love her.
Let's play a portion. I'm just going to join it midway through the interview because
yeah,
it was long.
Probably 30 to 40.
Average
and
age.
Do they come back? Is this once a week,
they
once
do.
A month? Yeah.
They do. You know, kind of like when you see a massage therapist. Some people see a massage therapist routinely. It's just part of what they do for self-care. Other people can go every 3 months or every 6 months. So it just really depends on the individual.
How do you draw an appropriate line between therapeutic touch and, as you said,
Sure.
People, especially in the United States, tend to jump to, well, this has to be sexual.
Right. So the way that we do that, I received my certification and training through Catalyst, and it's really important if you're going to be doing this work that you are trained and certified, because most people really don't know how to do that. You have to learn how to do that. And the way that I do that is it starts from the very beginning. All of the information on the website discusses that this is platonic. And the frequently asked questions, you know, there are things like, you know, what clothing do you wear? It's fully clothed. All of these things that are saying, you know, this is platonic. And then when someone requests a session, they have to read through our code of conduct. And our code of conduct is very explicit about what this is and what this is not. And then from there, if someone contacts me for a session, I do a pre-screening with them, typically a video chat, and we go over the boundaries, our subjective and objective boundaries for both people. Mm-hmm. And we talk about how we have one primary agreement in our session, and that is that if either of us is uncomfortable at any time for any reason, and that could be physical discomfort, sure, emotional, sexual, psychological discomfort, we agree to speak up and say something or to ask for change in some way so that we know we need to shift.
Let me stop for just a second.
They meet at a neutral location. Neutral location.
Well, there are just beds flying all over the city. What's going on?
I don't know. IKEA? I don't know.
Ball pit at Burger King.
I mean, wait, let me ask a couple quick.
Yes.
Because you interviewed her. I did not.
Yes.
Is she actually available right now, but you were afraid to put her on the air with me?
No, she is on an airplane right now.
That you didn't think Scott's going to make fun of this. He's going to say something awkward.
I think you are going to make fun of it. She thinks her average client is between the age of 30 and 60, predominantly male. And she gets into this later where men are not as touchy-feely as women are. So think about this, Scott. If I go out with my girlfriends, we're having a glass of wine. I'm like, oh, how are you?
Right.
We hug, we hang out, we touch. The United States is a touchless society. She talks about this study. Britain is the only country that was worse than the U.S., where they just observe people, like at a park, out at a restaurant, whatever. People in the United States were touching each other maybe once every hour. And that could be, I pat you on the hand, I brush up against you. People mm-hmm. in France, it was like 100 times an hour. They are very touchy-feely okay. over there.
So you have to be certified to be a professional snuggler?
Yes, to do it correctly and be completely above board, yes.
Okay, let's listen in a little bit more with okay. Robin Marie.
As the professional person in the room, it is my job to hold my boundaries firmly and to also be very aware of, I don't know if you want to call it the energy, but just to really be able to, with my intuition and my gut feelings, know, okay, you know, because there's a very different feeling of, you know, if you're focusing on comfort and nurture and that kind of feeling when you're, you know, when you're a kid and, you know, your mom is holding you, it's a very different feeling. The vibe, the feeling is one way. A non-platonic is very different. And so just identifying if there's any kind of shift in energy, that's my job.
And so in a year and a half, have you ever had one of those moments where you felt uncomfortable or like this is going in a direction that I'm not comfortable with?
So, you know, discomfort could be I have a crick in my neck, so I need to let you know I need to shift. So that happens all the time. There could be.
But what about fear? Like, have you ever had fear?
Oh, No. By the time our pre-screening is really solid, and I feel really solid and secure in the pre-screening that I do with people. I ask for people to provide me a copy of their driver's license, I have sessions at a neutral location. So everything is geared around, I'm not going to do anything or be anywhere with anyone that I don't feel 100% sure. A hell yes to.
Well, and I think back to like when Uber first started, I remember people were saying, wait, you're going to get in a stranger's car? So it's just, I think there's a learning curve for people to go, okay, this is now a thing. People are doing this, like a massage therapist.
Yeah, I mean, a massage therapist will come to your house. It's not any different. But I don't, you know, personally, I have people come to my location. That's, and actually most people prefer to go to the location that I have sessions.
Yeah, she has a physical building.
Asking. And it's not out of the realm of possibility that I would make an end call, but it would have to be with an established client whom I have already have a very trusting relationship, business relationship built with them therapeutic.
Okay, I'm willing to bet.
Now, I know what you're going to say, and you are wrong.
I am willing to bet an entire year's salary that she voted for Hillary Clinton.
Oh, my goodness. Why do you always have to bring politics into things?
I mean, she sounds like she belongs on the Lawrence City Commission.
No, this is a thing, Scott. They're doing it in New York. They're doing it in Chicago. It's just now
the
the energy.
From
cuddle? Yes.
What is she charging
That's
hour?
That's the oxytocin releasing because it feels good. Now, here's what I want to ask you
if
you're listening.
I might even go so far as to say she voted for Jill Stein.
It's one thing for me to lay my head on my husband at night and we're talking about our day and I'm fiddling around on my phone. And yes, that feels good when you're laying around in bed and doing whatever. It's another thing to do that same thing with a complete stranger. I don't think I would get an oxytocin dump with a stranger cuddling me. I think I would have anxiety over it.
Has she ever had somebody Dutch oven her?
That cost extra.
Does it? I mean, you see this sounds
Wicked
so
just texted
Lawrence.
Me.
This is so Lawrence.
Wicket just texted me, we have invited the cuddler to our studio Friday. Cuddles all around. She also does cuddle parties.
What?
Where she facilitates how you cuddle. You know, she said you shouldn't just reach out and touch someone like on the subway.
Yeah, no kidding.
She says she will routinely say, would you like a hug?
For free?
Yeah, would you like a hug? And you can say,
no, thank you.
I would like a hug, or no, thank you, I'm fine today.
Get away from me, you weirdo. What does she charge an hour? Did you guys get into the money?
It's in the story. I think one of the sessions.
Do you have to pay for the hotel room?
No, I think she has, like a massage therapist would have,
a studio
and mortar building. I think I saw $80, but I want to be sure.
$80? I could get a massage for
$80. Some of her clients, Scott, are 75 years old. Okay, so just follow me here. Some of these clients, my guess is some of these clients are going to be widows. And have not had human touch in a non-sexual way in a long time.
Okay. I'm not judging.
I don't think I could do it. Because I think if someone is spooning me, look in this picture. She's hugging this woman. Like, she's spooning this woman, which is great.
Well, I can't see.
I think I'd be going, oh, my God. There's a woman behind me hugging me that I don't know. I feel like I would be tense. I would be tense versus, oh, that feels good. Because here's the deal. If you hug Kelly for 20 seconds, that feels good. Your body is going to have a physical reaction to that.
Yeah, because I'm hoping that's going to lead to something
else. If you go out and hug Bink for 20 seconds.
I'm going to feel the hair on his back.
It's going to feel, I think, awkward for a lot of people to do that. And I think I would feel awkward.
Okay.
Unless it's someone I really know, like Mindy, I would hug her all day.
576.
Not weird.
576-7798. Hey, when you're looking for a new car, there are three things you always want. You want comfort, you want safety, you want affordability, and I guarantee you're going to get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both have an A-plus rating from the BBB. With every Olathe Kia comes a lifetime warranty, and if it's gadgets and options you like, let me tell you, Kia has really, really improved over the years. They have more for the money, more bang for your buck. heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay. I'm driving the Kia Sportage right now, and I love this car. When it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you that Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. And right now, at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. And both Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru are the only ones in Kansas City offering a lifetime powertrain warranty included at no charge with every new Kia or Subaru. Just check them out online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com.
You can wait on your blessings, darling. I got a deal for you right here.
Do the keyword to cash coming up at 5 o'clock. Would I do cuddling?
Yeah.
For $80 an hour?
Yeah.
Am I a single guy?
Yeah.
I guess.
But it can't cross into that.
I'll be honest. I think it's weird. I just think it's weird.
I want to ask our female listeners, would you professional cuddle with a woman like Robin Marie? Because we all have preferences, even when it comes to massage. Would you professional cuddle with a man? And again, I just don't think I would get the oxytocin release from that. Maybe I would. I don't think that I would.
Let's go to Kim in KCK. Hello, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Okay, I called right before you went to break because I wanted to make sure that you saw the news clip. I saw it last night.
Yeah.
And I thought it was unbelievably freaky. I'm Italian, so I hug everybody. This group was started for people that have been completely rejected and just need somebody to hug. Because it's, I mean, if you saw the clip, there's like stroking involved.
Whoa, excuse me?
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. She was like rubbing her arm and like rubbing her leg, not in a sexual way, but a very freaky. Very freaky.
You wouldn't do it.
No. No.
See, okay, so see, she's patting her, but keep in mind, if you take the relationship romantic,
she's rubbing her and
that's okay. If you take that out of it, it's more like a consoling. Does that make sense? It's more a consoling touch.
But I don't pay for sex because I want to think that the person I'm engaging in that activity with wants to be there. The same thing would go for cuddling. I cuddle with one person on this planet. One.
Do you know who? Well, yeah.
Because I hope she wants to be there.
Do you know how she got started and why? A couple of years ago, she did not have a boyfriend. She said by choice for about two. Scott. She said by choice for about 2 years, I was single, and I went in. I got a massage, and I said to my massage therapist when it was over, I think I might be touch deprived. That's a thing. You are touch deprived.
When is the most awkward moment of a massage? It's the only time I feel cheap.
I don't know.
At the very end, when you know they're rubbing your back and it feels great, and they're rubbing your forehead and it feels great.
Here comes the scalp massage. It's almost over.
The scalp massage is great, and they're rubbing your feet and everything, but you know all they're doing is looking over at that clock in the corner because they don't want to be there anymore.
Oh, I completely disagree.
They are ready.
You're going to the wrong place.
And then here's what they do. No, I don't. They're very good. And then they're rubbing your back, and then you get this. Okay, Mr. Parks, our time is up. And I feel dirty.
No, everybody does that. If you go to talk to a therapist, they'll say at some point, Dana, I think this is a good stopping place.
Translation, you have had every minute that you've paid for. Get out.
No, what? You have the most skewed, weird, bizarre
it's
view
accurate.
Of the world.
It's accurate.
And I think you would benefit more than you know from something like this.
To the newsroom, here is Will Sterrett.
Happening now on KMBZ.
They met, they talked, and they got nothing done. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News. More on the latest negotiations to end the government shutdown coming up.
Dana writing for CMOs and Sun. They do a lot of things at CMOs and Sun. Therapeutic touch is not one of them. But if you need a generator, if you have issues with heating, cooling, or electric, they do all of that stuff too. And here's the deal. If you've ever even thought about getting a generator, now is the time to do that because they're offering that free 7-year parts and labor warranty, valued at more than $700 on all qualifying Generac generator units. If you've ever thought about a generator for your home to automatically provide power when the power goes out around you, now's the time to do it. That is a real value at more than $700. You know, 7 out of 10 homeowners choose Generac. It's the kind that we have here at the station to keep all of the radio stations in the group up and running if a storm rolls through and everyone else is knocked out of power. Call my guys at CM Moes & Son now. Take advantage of that free 7-year parts and labor warranty and for all of your heating, cooling, and electric needs as well. 816-781-4707, 816-781-4707, or cmmoesandson.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.